It's politics and a media-driven narrative that are apparently behind Dudazane Zuma's woes as he continued the battle to clear his name at state capture inquiry on Tuesday. Now, the son of the former president, Jacob Zuma, was made by his own legal representatives in their re-examination of his testimony to again stress the events of December 23, 2015, when he escorted former Deputy Finance Minister VC Jonas to the Gupta family's Sachsenwald home. Zuma was questioned at length on the same topic when he first testified before the commission on Monday. Now, he reiterated that testimony in most part. But in his concluding remarks, Zuma maintained that he's not corrupt and is instead a victim of a, and I quote, political storm in South Africa. He said he has suffered from the consequences of being labeled corrupt for his alleged role in state capture. He said a court of public opinion is driven by a narrative that stems from media reports, has found him guilty of state capture, and he was made the face of corruption in the country. He also said there was a political play in the background of investigations into him, and he was caught up in a political storm. For Multimedia Live, I am Sunday Times political reporter Amil Amrao, reporting from the Zondo Commission of Inquiry in Parktown.
You've been listening to Final Take, a Multimedia Live production from the Tissot Blackstock Group, publishers of the Sunday Times, Business Day, and Financial Mail.